So episode 4, Walking Dead, season 1. Yeah. So what did you guys think?
It was good.
Very good episode. One of the, it's up there.
It was good. It was hard, like everything else. But it was good.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Stroll us through Savannah.
So I will say this, and I'm not sure if it's because, you know, I've played this before. But a lot of, like, the tough decisions seem to have had a bigger emotional impact on me the first time. Whereas this time I'm like, yeah, just shut up and let's move on. I've also noticed, too, that I forgot how long these episodes were.
Right?
The later on with season 2 and especially with season 3, like, they've really sped everything up and it's, like, gotten a lot shorter. These episodes are probably, like, around 2 hours each. And like the newest ones are like maybe an hour, hour and a half, if you're lucky.
Gotcha.
That's interesting.
So
yeah, my this being the second playthrough, I kind of agree with Chris, but more with the dialogue choices, knowing how things happen, you know, certain things happen.
Yeah. For sure.
It's yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you remember. So what you need to do is just get a bad memory and just you won't remember what you chose before. You won't remember the outcome.
Well, there are a few things in this game that I have, like, forgotten that you had to go through. Like the sewer system and then meeting those people. I did remember going through the school and everything. And parts of the, just like walking around outside the city.
I can't attest to remembering what happened since it's my first time going through it. So
the other thing though, that's really starting to annoy me is, and this I think is just sloppy writing to begin with. Zombies just kind of like appear out of nowhere, and they only appear when it's convenient for the plot and story to move forward. Last episode where the where you went into that that building at the train stop, and there were no zombies whatsoever, like anywhere to be seen, and then you trigger an action scene, and then all of a sudden there's like three of them just there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how did they get in there? And then the same thing with the nurse's office in the school. If you walk over there before you do a lot of things, it's what's her face and the guy trying to break into the nurse's office. Yeah. Everything's fine, nothing's going on. And then once you get the car battery and you go and head over to the nurse's office, because you've already helped Kenny with the gas and fighting off those zombies, and then you go and walk over there and there's just a bunch of zombies blocking the door, and you're looking around like, where did these zombies come from?
Yeah,
they kind of popped up out of nowhere. Yeah, that was a convenient plot point. Plus the other... Yeah, there's a couple times where there's just, like, convenient things to move things along or make things easier.
The other thing that was bothering me, once you unlock the door to the house, the very first time you go through the door opens inward, which is kind of impossible because you have the boards against the door that would prevent it from opening inward because it's up against the door jamb. And then every other time throughout, it's opening outward.
Wow. I didn't notice that, Stanton.
No, because, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, they're going to have to pull it open because that board is blocking the door from going through because it's against the door and the door jamb. And then they unlock the door, and they push it in, and I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of interesting how they were able to do that.
You're like a door wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never would have ever noticed that at all. So kudos to you for being very perceptive.
Yeah.
But, you know, this doesn't come as a surprise to me because I sometimes just blank out during games, obviously, because I forget whole areas of dialogue and whole things that happen. So, yeah. Yeah. You guys had the memory that I did. Remembering your choices from your first playthrough would not be an issue.
Just forget them. All new, all over again.
Exactly. Or you're like a goldfish.
Well, Chris, you had to be a little happy. We kind of had a dog in this episode.
Dang.
Oh.
We at least had a lot of pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a couple. There was a dog. Second playthrough, I noticed the dog in the picture.
Mm-hmm. And I don't, at this point in the game, I don't really know why they were like, we're going to have a dog and make you feel sad. Like, that's something you should have at the beginning before you've lost a whole bunch of people. I felt like it was really anticlimactic to try and do that now. Because, like,
it was pretty early.
Because I felt like, oh gosh, the reporter girl and Carly, thank you. Carly. And then Katja and Duck were the big emotional impact characters for me to lose. And
they're
like, oh, this dog smells so gross, you had to dig it up. They're rotting people all over the place, and you're not like barfing every 5 seconds. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like, smells.
Yeah.
Smells are really, like, can throw pregnant women off the edge really easily, even, like, good regular smells. So I'm not surprised that she threw up, but I don't know why everybody was freaking out, honestly.
True.
I get it was a convenient plot point. Yeah. Boy, I forgot all about the kid in the attic. The set. You know, and it's like, oh, it's like, Jesus, ripping through, go inside my chest and rip it out again.
That was rough. That was a rough part.
And I really, like, Kenny was like, we need to bury him. And I was like, oh, good. Like, Kenny can use this as, like, a surrogate funeral and grieving moment.
No.
And then Lee's like, no, I'll do it. And then you have, like, as a player, like, I got that for Duck. But I really wanted, I wanted to be like, Kenny, would you like to come with me? Would you like to carry him downstairs? Like, let him stand at the graveside for a little bit and say, do you want to put the first bit of dirt on top of him? Like, let him use this to help him process. And then we didn't get that.
That was so annoying, though, where you had to...
Keep looking up.
It took so long to shovel the cover. And like, oh, come on, let's go already.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I thought that was strange they did that, but also I think it was to further the emotional impact of, like,
it's
making you.
And I think, like, with what I said, earlier too, you know, this the game had a bigger emotional impact the first time because it's like I remember like they were really trying to dwell on that to kind of have you remember all of the people that died so far.
Yeah.
But this time it was just like, all right, can we move it along just a little bit faster?
True. I could see that. Yeah. I mean, like, me playing, like, first time, It definitely impacted me. Like, it didn't impact me to, like, tears or anything, which, you know, a lot of games have. But it definitely impacted me. And I think it kind of, like, as I was doing it, shovelful by shovelful, and I had to do it, you know, select it and then select the grave and do that like 4 or 5 times. Like, it kind of, you know, because like as I was doing it, I was like, oh my gosh, like, and this not really move along in the fact that I thought it was going slow, but that it was, I was just like, I don't want to bear, you know, I don't want to do this, like, you know, mm-hmm. And yeah. Impactful if they would have had, you know, kind of used that moment a little bit more for Kenny to grief.
Yeah.
But then I guess Kenny wouldn't be as wound up. Or maybe he would still, I don't know, later on in the
True. Episode. Yeah. So did you guys, with the kid in the attic, did you shoot the kid? Did you have Kenny shoot the kid?
I shot him.
No, I hit him with the wrench.
Yeah,
or I think, yeah, I that's what I wrench. Did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I mean.
Always going with the noise limitation.
I think that I shot him. Yeah, I think that my...
Ruthless.
Well.
Cold-hearted, wow, killer.
I mean, the wrench, I mean, to me, the wrench is worse.
It's somewhat messier, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you're saving ammo and it's not as loud.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but it is messier. I mean, I kind of want to be a little bit cleaner. And you know, because I was like, I don't want to use the wrench. I want to use the gun. But they're going to hear it. And, of course, no one commented about
nope.
the attic.
Right. That would have been, yeah. Just as you said that, I'm like, down. What's going on in the attic?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just, I mean, as far as they know, it's just Lee and Kenny up there. Especially Ben. Since Ben was right down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, he came down and yelled, and so they knew, like, something was going on, but I don't remember if they, like, look at you when you're walking downstairs with the dead child.
They didn't show it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at first I was like, is he just going to carry that kid, like,
through the ass.
And with the other kid, with Clementine right there, just watching, you know, watching him carry out the zombie
found
kid.
Found a friend for you.
Since Doc's gone, here's your friend.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Sure.
Ty is
I think
torso to your back like C-3PO.
In real life, I don't know, I would have looked for something in the attic to wrap. Or in one of the bedrooms, like a blanket or something, and wrap, you know, instead of just carrying his, you know, dead body out, you know, as it was.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway.
So, go down.
We go shopping for a boat.
You what?
We go shopping for a boat.
Yep.
On the harbor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I feel like that this was not, like in, I lived in right outside of Pensacola for like 4 years, and a ton of people had like planned communities with like their own private like canals and stuff where they all kept their boats, and I felt like that would have been a much better place to go and like than
that's right
out on a public dock. Where no one actually leaves their boats in real life, anyway. So
that's true. We'll most likely find a boat as they found in the garage, mm-hmm. or in someone's mm-hmm. backyard, or in a private slip, as they say.
I don't know, maybe they do things different in Georgia.
Apparently.
They just leave their boats out in the, you know, out in the public dock in the city.
Mm-hmm. Kenny's like, go look in the telescope, and doesn't see like the people on spikes like 10 feet behind.
True.
Yeah.
I think you would have been able to smell that a mile away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually, because I looked around first, so before I went to the telescope, and I actually came across the people before I came across the telescope. What the heck is
mm-hmm.
this?
Mm-hmm.
that's some intricate work there. It's a very lovely wall. Doing my next wall in my.
And I was trying to imagine why the kid would be in the. Why he would be in the attic by himself, and I think the best explanation I could come up with it is his parents were in the place, wherever this place is, what is this called, Crawford, and they were trying to keep him alive in the attic. And then once Crawford fell.
I don't know. I think the explanation that immediately came to my head was that, you know, that maybe his parents died and then he just hid in the attic, hid in the treehouse.
Yeah.
And just ran out of food and but that's a good one too. I like that. I like that explanation. So then don't we meet the
Molly.
Girl next?
Yep.
Yes.
What's that called? Parkouring or
parkour?
Parkouring.
Parkour.
Yes.
Well, more imitation because she was using an ice pick. Because parkour is without tools.
I forget what that thing is called, but it's rather nasty.
Yeah.
I guess mountain climbing enthusiast in the coast of Georgia.
Yeah, two other out there.
A good tool to have around.
It would be, yeah. She was good with it. She
was
very.
What?
Looking at a walkthrough. This guy's Kenny is really useless. He dropped you again.
Yes. I'm going to come out after she would have already had you dead. And we had like three lines of dialogue already, and then he comes out and is about to shoot her. Thanks, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny's very slow on the draw.
Kenny.
You go up the middle and I'll come around and flank her. Okay.
He's 1A right behind Ben on the.
No, you know, I. Yeah, okay. And we'll discuss that later because that's a big turning point towards the end of the episode. But
even the beginning of this episode, Ben leaves the Clementine hanging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just a kid. Ben is still.
How many different ways is this game going to make me hate Ben?
See, I don't. I'll talk about it more later, but like I don't hate Ben because I still think of Ben as a kid. And I know that this world does not. I mean, I know that technically, if you go through like the time that has passed, like he should be a little bit more grown up. But honestly, some people are incapable of growing up. And if he was by himself, Ben would be dead. Like he has no survival skills. He's completely dependent upon this group, but okay with it because he seems sincere when he's not selling drugs.
He was sincerely selling drugs.
Hoodlums. Right. He was trying to help. He was just doing it in a completely wrong way. Anyways. I don't know why I have an affinity for Ben.
I have a thought about Ben, but we'll talk about it later.
All right.
What did you guys think when Clementine then showed up right after, like, you're about to be brained by the ice pick?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
she's like, oh, hi. I'm Clementine. And the girl's like, what?
Yeah. What? She kind of saved Lee's ass there.
She did.
Well, I, you know what? Second time through, I was surprised again because I kind of knew the area, that part of the story, and I kind of fuzzy. And then she shows up, and I'm like, "Oh, that's right. She's the whole diffusing of the whole situation."
She did a darn good shot.
Yeah. Including the little wave. They make you hate Ben, and they make you love Clementine.
Well, of course. Yeah, no, she was good. She was good. And yet again, I'm like, you has a way of finding trouble. There's a way of just, I mean, it was a good thing she showed up. But then also, you know, didn't we tell her to, like, stay somewhere?
Yeah.
It never worked. It never works.
Classic Ben, you had one job to do.
Yeah. True. Oh, poor Ben. Yeah, okay.
I think it's going to be the theme of this.
Hard.
Yes.
Poor Ben.
He just doesn't know how to win. Poor thing. Yeah, so then we go down into the sewers. I think that's the next thing.
That's correct.
Yep.
Yeah. I would never have thought of that ever if the game hadn't been like, oh, there's a dot here. You can do something with this. I was like, really? This is going to be the plan? All right.
Yeah, again, that whole scenario with the water here, water there. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, convenient plot, but all right, how we're going to move them through the sewers and extract the, you know.
Yeah, it seems like there would be a better way of getting around the situation than for Lee to drop in the sewers.
I don't know, it's like climb up on top of the
dumpster, yeah.
Trash can, try on top of the dumpster, and then you can reach the fire escape.
Problem is, though, those covers aren't that stable.
That's true.
Anymore, yeah. They used to be made of metal. Now they're made of cheap plastic.
You'd fall right through if you stepped wrong, and then you're in trouble.
Sounds like somebody's been trying to get into fire escapes.
Sounds like, yeah. Oh, next subject, please. Let's move on. next topic.
So we find...
The unfortunate demise of Chuck. Yes.
Yeah. Were y'all able to talk to anybody about that afterwards?
No.
I really wanted to be like, I found Chuck. He sacrificed himself.
Yeah, no one really seemed to care.
Like, and like, there was like, Chuck. So I have a thought about Chuck too. Chuck is the equivalent of the magical black friend, except since we're black in this game, he is the white hobo. He shows up and tells us the thing that we need to hear to get through to the end of the story. Also, he plays music.
Yeah,
I love it.
True. Yeah. Yeah, they gave Chuck the short stick on us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, just sort of, oh, well, and there's Chuck.
That happens a lot in the TV series as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like randomly introduced, and they seem like kind of cool characters, and then 3-4 episodes down the road, they're done. They're gone.
All that's missing is a red shirt.
Yeah. A red shirt, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he could have been wearing a red shirt. You know, it doesn't... kind of hard to tell with all the grime and everything, so...
Yeah, being homeless, he probably had like 6 layers on.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, Chuck.
That's very true. Yeah, so...
And all of a sudden, he had a revolver out of, you know.
Yeah.
Convenient plot point again.
Oh, I'm looking at pictures. He was wearing a red t-shirt.
There you go.
Under his fireman's getup. Oh, sad day. Should have known. And then randomly find the cancer survivor group.
Yeah.
You guys need a better door.
Yeah,
literally fell off.
Yeah, and, you know, as he walks in, I'm thinking, are you going to put the screen back up? No, it's like, no, just leave it wide open. You know, no problem. Oh God,
I didn't want to take the gun from Vernon. I wanted to just keep talking to him, to talk him down. But that was apparently what you have to do.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to do, too, was just to talk. And I was like, why? It seems to me like it's an awfully...
risky move, yeah.
Risky move and kind of confrontational, but it worked. But yeah, at first I was like, no, I'm not going to take the gun. But then I was dead.
Yeah.
And then you take the gun and put it in your pants with your gun, too. And I was like, this gun is mine now. Thank you. But I'm not here to take your stuff or kill you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I noticed that, too. I was like, okay, I'm taking the gun. All right. Okay.
Thank you for this gun.
Yeah, the move would have been, I guess, to just put it down real soft on the table and, like,
this is my gun out of my pocket, and I'm going to put it on the table first while we're still talking.
Right. Let's all be cool. Who's cool? Fonzie. Okay.
Just take this gun. No problem. Yeah, nice little group, though.
Yeah.
They always put one person in the...
They always put one person what?
In the group that's going to, like, right off the bat, you know.
Want to kill them, whoever's new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Walker, you're trying to figure out what... Next. I mean, you take the doctor back to your house.
So, did you ask for help, or did he offer it?
I asked him.
Okay. Let's see.
Does he offer it?
Well, you have the option of just going it alone or asking for help.
Oh, yeah. I was like, we have a sick person back at the house. This guy could...
I'm assuming that... he, like, offers to help if you don't ask at some point, so.
He would have to. So I'm guessing probably Lee would probably say, I'll just, you know, and maybe mention Omid and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. You can say yes or no, and then... Since regardless of what you say, you'll be put yourself at Vernon's mercy. And I cannot read. You'll put yourself at Vernon's mercy anyways. The sewer system is a sheer maze. And somehow you still have to persuade him to help you. You can say, we have medicine. If you don't, I'll kill you. Even after you said, we're going to be friends. And then you say, I have to get back to Clementine. And then you say, is she your daughter? Yes, no, or nothing.
I said, no. I'm trying to be honest this time through.
Yeah.
It seems like, yeah.
So that's the path I take too, I was pretty honest with people this episode up until one point.
And it's funny, sometimes this game doesn't present it as a lie necessarily. There's a subtle difference between, you know, lying and just not telling them a piece of information, you know. Right. Just omitting a certain piece of information.
So you wonder, like, what the game would be like if you just stayed silent throughout the entire game. Anything.
I'm sure there's a run on YouTube. I have to look it up.
Anytime that you had the option of just staying silent, that you were just like, I'm just gonna this one out. No, thank you.
That's funny. A couple of choices this time of the second playthrough, I went with that. Generally, you know, I don't do that, but like the one time where Ben's like again bringing up, I'm going to tell Kenny about the stuff, and I'm like,
you stayed silent, dude. You're supposed to
stay silent because
down.
Every reply didn't ring true to me, and I'm like, you know what, stew on it.
I was silent with Kenny at the dock where he's like, there better be a boat, and I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, that
for idea everything was... he's been through, but I'm just like, you were just such a hothead. So you take the doc. I think the next thing is you take the doctor back to the house. We're gonna take.
And we just walk in unchallenged. And...
Of course, absolutely.
The door swings right open.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ding dong, home, honey.
No one's watching this house. It's fine.
And Molly is going through the cabinets and...
Deputy Ben on alert, as usual.
Yep.
Poor Ben. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and then
we hatched the plan to steal from Crawford.
Yeah, but you have to do like the run around and find Clementine with the nervous music.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Firsthand. And I was like, why do we have this? Like, my heart is racing. I have never freaked out about trying to find her before. Like,
yeah, yeah.
We already cleared the house.
Exactly. Yeah, the music was definitely well placed. Yeah, and then like you find her in the garage with the boat. It's like, oh, the boat was here. Why didn't anyone check the garage? Like, I don't. How did she get in?
I wanted
she called
to...
for that vent.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah.
There is no vent that Clementine cannot crawl through.
Nope.
It was very convenient.
That'll be in my
the garage in the one house that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
And prepper survival, always bring a child or a midget.
Like, are you this short? You can be on my team.
You must be under this level to join our prepper team.
Absolutely. Yeah, so then you hatch the plan to what you want to do with Crawford.
Did you bring Clementine with you?
Yes, I did.
She's small. Yeah. She can fit through vents. No, I left her at the house. I was like, Ben isn't staying here. Maybe she'll be fine on her own. No, just because I knew, like, it was already going to be dangerous for all of us. We already, like, when you're talking with Kenny, he's like, even if we all make it back, we're not going to fit on the boat. So we'll have to think about that with whoever gets back. So we were already planning on losing people. I really didn't want the extra burden of maybe losing her, too.
At this point in the episode, even though I like Ben, he had kind of failed a few times. Really, there's really no one that I would trust. I mean, I really kind of looked around the group. I trust Clementine. But, okay, so you left her at the house. Was she just alone with Omid?
Yeah.
I gave her a revolver.
See, I didn't like that. I was like, there's a crippled guy here. How are you... I don't like it. And so I didn't like the idea of leaving her by herself because basically that's what she is. And so I was like, yeah, I'm just going to take you with me. And then plus, like, I kind of thought if something goes down and something happens to Lee, I would actually rather Clementine, honestly, I would rather her be there than for her to be told about it later.
That's true. That's a good point.
But, yeah, that's interesting. I'm trying to think, but yeah, she didn't really have impact on the mission, obviously, but...
Was she, like...
Yeah.
Well, y'all can tell me. If she, like, did she help? Did she... She in the way? She just hang out with Ben while he tried to open the door?
No, she did help with shooting out a zombie.
Okay. That's good.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. But
gee, I wonder what happens. That's interesting.
Yeah, for the most part, she stays in that classroom.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering now if you left her behind, who shoots the zombie for you?
I don't know.
When Molly comes back, who shot the zombie?
When Molly comes back...
With the battery,
Ben
which,
takes
you know,
the
axe 40...
out of the window, out of the door.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then there's all the people in the hallway right there.
Yeah.
I think, like, I shot somebody, and then Molly was pickaxing a whole bunch of people. And Ben was just kind of, like, standing there with the hatchet.
Yeah, because if you have Clem, like, you go to Lee and you have the chance to shoot a zombie, and it's like you can't shoot it, and then all of a sudden,
it gets shot,
and then you turn around and there's Clem.
She kills a zombie that somehow got into the house while you were gone.
No, in the school.
Right, but I left her. So she killed a zombie at the house.
Yeah. Oh. Of course, because zombies randomly get into places.
Mm-hmm, just one. And nobody was like, well, how did it get in? Like, what did Omi do? No.
Of course not, because zombies can just materialize through walls. That's totally what zombies can do. It's all good.
Let's see. So Frank, you didn't say anything to Ben when he wants to talk to Kenny.
Oh, before we go to that.
Okay.
Was anyone else yelling at Molly for talking so freaking loud in that school where not only did you have zombies that were being held back through a glass door with just a axe in the door handle, but then you also had the rooms that were boarded up and nailed shut with zombies in there, and she's just casually strolling around, just like yelling at the top of her lungs, and I'm like, will you shut up and lower it down? And then there's also the time when you're outside and she's like talking so loud, and I'm like, why are you so loud? Tone it down a bit.
Use your indoor voice.
Like, there's no reason to be talking this loud right now.
Great point. You're on my prepper team, Chris. I'm sorry.
That is great. That's great.
I was constantly just like, will you shut up? God, come
shut
on.
Shut up, Molly. My goodness. I don't think that there were any... I'm looking to see, I don't think there were any, that's the whole thing with Ben happens, where he tells you he wants to tell Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just stay quiet, and he just says, oh, I'll guess I have to figure it out myself then.
I wanted an option to where I could be like, you know, it's not like you shouldn't have traded the drugs. But I think to take it to the step of, like, that he calls the deaths of Katja and Duck is completely absurd, personally.
Because the raiders could have very easily invaded the camp for any other reason.
For sure. For sure. Or anything could have happened along the way at all, mm-hmm. like, anywhere that something could have happened to them. I mean, this is zombie land. Like, this is, you know, and so... where he's coming from, because again, he's just a kid and he's just, you know, he hasn't developed that sense of, like, you know, just letting, you know, he thinks he's responsible, he sure can tell that, but yeah, I wanted to just be like, just chill out, just relax, you know. And I think even I told him that and he was like so adamant, the poor thing. And it's been bugging him for a long time.
Yeah.
So I feel kind of bad for him. I mean, it's been bugging him since forever, it seems.
But this isn't the time you bring it up. When
no,
everyone's
it's not
stressed
the time
out
to bring it
and,
up.
And everything.
But I also understand if it's bothering him that much, like, he almost to hold, like, you can only go so far. You have to, like, I understand that, you know, like, I've been in that position. And it does always seem like it happens at the worst times, because you keep putting it off, you keep putting it off.
And then
the stress of the situation, or the stress of this crazy, you know, it just builds up to the point where you're like, I can't do it. I can't take it.
Yeah. I told him... yes, you should tell Kenny. And I'm really glad the dialogue option went this way. And I said, yes, you should tell him, but now is not the time.
Yeah.
You have to, like, Kenny is okay right now because he has a job, because he's working towards a purpose. When, like, once this task is accomplished, then we can look at what's okay and what we want to do and who is receptive to what, but you can't, like, not now. Exactly. This is literally the worst time.
I thought of the line, do you see a confessional in here? Then shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the time nor the place.
Yeah. I went along with the same, I told him that I was like, yeah, I mean, because, like, obviously, again, it's bothering him, so he should tell him. I mean, it's going to, like, Kenny is going to try and kill him. Like, I realize that much. But I was like, you know, obviously, no, me telling you not to tell him is not going to change your mind. So, yes, you should tell him, but now's not the time. And, of course, he was like, oh, no, man.
Yeah. Like, no, really, it's not the time.
Yeah, it's not the time. We have zombies. We're trying to, you know, yeah. But,
So you go out scavenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You find the incredibly weightless battery.
Yeah.
And it's the same battery that goes in a car as the exact same battery for a boat. Like, we don't, like...
Right, there are different, yes, there are deep marine batteries, yes.
The battery can also fit in the back pocket of your jeans, too.
Yes.
This is a fantastic battery.
Yeah. Well, and I also noticed, like, when he looked at the, was it a fire truck that was in the garage or
semi?
Some kind of semi. Like, he looked at its battery first, and I think he referred to it as a car battery. And I'm like,
yeah, I think they would have a different battery too. Yeah.
If not, like, two batteries.
Yeah. Again, convenient little, you know, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously, batteries are universal. We had no idea.
Should have saved the batteries from the radio from episode one. They would have fit.
Yeah. Absolutely. They would have just, like, grown in size and fit into this freaking boat and would have worked perfectly.
As long as we put them in facing the right way, it'll be
as long as we put them in facing the right way, and Carly. Oh, God rest her soul.
Did anybody, second playthrough, obviously, but generally take notice of when Molly went to town on that zombie?
Yes, and I figured, because hadn't she said something about in the street when you first met her, like, I was there for a little bit and then I left. And so I thought, like, okay, you have history with this person. I'm gonna choose the options that are kind of standoffish and let you get whatever you have out.
Yeah.
I just like how she said it. I just wanted to make sure he was dead, and, like, clearly he's not dead because you didn't go for the head.
I know.
Like, really? Seriously.
Right.
She just wanted to make sure that he was mush before he was dead.
Yeah.
And she didn't even kill him, does it turn
out. No.
Yeah.
She didn't even get the head at all?
No.
Because you have to go back and get the tape off of him later, and he's still, like, crawling off toward the end of the alley.
Oh, that's right. Why didn't someone shoot that?
The old curb stop.
Someone killing to begin with. Oh my gosh. Yeah, here's my I mean, to me, like, it almost seems like, because, well, I mean, I guess we can discuss that in a bit, when we come to, like, the videotapes. But the videotapes that you discover in the place. But I guess we can discuss that, because I think that's probably one of the next things coming up.
You have to rescue,
What?
You shut the door, and then you go, you can talk to Bree, and then afterwards, did anybody talk to Bree?
Yeah.
And then after I talked to Bree, I looked up at the flags, and he's like, Georgia, a lot of history, it's all gone now. And I was like, Lee, you're a history professor. Like, this is history. Like, you talking to all these people, like, keeping their stories in your head, like,
Yeah.
This is what historians do. I really wish they had gone a little bit, like, incorporated that part of him a little bit more into the story, because that's, like, if you've read World War Z, like, that's what that was, and I think that kind of missed an opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic book, by the way.
Yeah, it was so good.
How many unsuccessful attempts at shooting the zombies outside the nurse's station?
Zero, because I switched to mouse.
I had headshots left, right, and zero. And center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently just you, Frank.
Yeah. First time through, I was horrible. But then I started to realize the game doesn't really need you to be dead on.
Yeah.
Just be in the vicinity is good enough for this game, so... I stopped worrying about, you know, going through four between the eyes.
Yeah.
They have a very large hitbox.
I think they got two in one shot, too.
Nice! That's fantastic!
Your bullets split into two parts, and...
Just... Well, there were two, like, one right in front of the other.
Like in a line.
Yeah.
Wow. Ew. Zombie pot shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's outside the nurse's station. Then you...
Discover the locked cabinet, yes.
Locked cabinet, the videos. Which was horrifying.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Creepy.
Here's my... Because, like... I kind of started thinking about this a little later. I was like, you know... Molly went... pretty crazy. So I'm guessing I would really like to know, and I would like to know for those of you, I mean, for Frank and Stanton, do we see Molly again?
Not that I remember.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I want to know, like, because, like, I theorize that it was something to do with, like, either she was made to, like, she was with the group, because it kind of became apparent as
these guys didn't watch the
go along with her that she spent spent some time in Crawford.
I thought there was a third tape, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
It's in his locker. It's the locker that's in the school that you keep.
Oh, that's what that combination's for. Okay.
Yes. Right. So
did you? So
I think I watched it the first time.
Wait. So there's a tape with Molly on it?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, so what happened?
She was doing sexual stuff for the doctor so that she could get meds for her sister who was sick, who was otherwise going to get... Yep.
Spikes. Oh.
Yep. Which I felt like after watching the first two tapes, that was just kind of like, oh, that's what that was about. I didn't really feel... Like it didn't change what I thought about Molly. I knew that there was something going on.
Sure, yeah.
She was mad. I was honestly expecting her to be in the first two tapes to be, like, that we're going to find out that, like, the doctor, like, that she was actually that girl and the doctor made her abort her baby and she was going to name the baby Molly. And that's why I picked a really sad story to tell myself about what it was going to be.
Well, that's what I thought, that maybe, like, they had forced her to have an abortion, and so she was just completely angry, but that as well, you know, what actually happened, I mean, yeah, crazy. So that was her sister in the first two?
No. When she comes back with the battery, after being like, well, I'm going to do some stuff, she has a picture of her sister.
Right.
And you can push it or not, but no, that wasn't her sister.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I didn't push it. I was like, oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. That, so her sister was 14, right on the cusp of whether or not she could stay, and she had diabetes. So she was bargaining for, I guess, insulin, I guess.
Oh, no.
So I think eventually they must have... Correct me if I'm wrong. Did they find out and send her away? I think they found out, sent the sister away. That's why she left, and that's why she took the hatchet to the doctor with the
Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah, I completely missed that tape.
Well, that's interesting. That's an optional. I didn't realize, you know, most of this game is on a railroad, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a completely optional piece that you could have skipped. That's good to know.
Yeah, I completely forgot about it.
Krista and the doctor leave the nurse's station and you're still there. And I was like, oh, I guess this is where I decide if I watch this or not. We'll see.
See, I was like, because, like, I didn't get the tape. And so, like, they leave, and I kind of course, because I spaced out, like, while they were talking. And so they left, or I was checking my phone or something. They left, and I'm like, oh, they, like, what? So I didn't catch their conversation. I'm just like, oh, so I'm supposed to, I can just hang out in this room for a bit? Like, I caught what's-his-face being like, well, just don't be too long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so I get to hang out, and I was, like, looking at everything, and I was like, I've already, like, I watched the two tapes again, and I was like, well, maybe there's something on here that, like, we didn't catch the first time. Nothing. And I was like, I don't understand why I was left in this room then. That's why. Wow.
Yeah. Do you talk to Krista before you get the lock open, if you brought Clementine with you?
Yeah.
Do you talk to her about Clementine? Because I was trying to talk to her, like, see how she was feeling, and she's like, I'm fine, why would you ask, blah, blah, okay.
Yeah.
And then you can say, like, about Clementine, and I wanted to be like, thank you for making an effort to make a connection with her. Everybody else kind of has shit going on. Like, I appreciate it. Instead, it was like, do you think Clementine will be okay at the house? Because if Omi turns and she gets mad at you for being like,
no,
Omi's going to be fine. And she's like, sorry. I just wanted to say thank you. But
what a stupid move, Lee.
Because all it says in the dialogue prompt is just about Clementine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like you know what he's going to say.
Right. What's he going to breach?
Yes.
Good move, X-Lex. So
then we leave, and Ben's like, oh, I found this hatchet.
Yeah. The second you see the hatchet, at least I do, I'm like, not again.
Well, the issue I had was, you throw a hatchet in glass doors where any amount of extra pressure is going to blow those doors forward. So it's like really no point to even try and prop the doors closed because they're going to get through anyway. But because of this game, it's glass is pretty much indestructible, I guess.
Glass and depending on when the school was built, because a lot of newer schools, glass is, it's like very thick safety glass because of how many school shootings we've had. So it depends.
Yeah, but if you have like the body weight of like 10, 20, 30 bodies
adults
pushing up against it, it's going to pop out of the frame eventually.
Oh, that's true.
You know? Yeah. Because that was a full floor to ceiling sheet of glass.
Mm-hmm.
There, so.
Nothing about glass, so I'll have to take your guys'.
Yeah, maybe you should. I was thinking, drop the lockers down in front of them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but I think those lockers were bolted to the floor.
Yeah, so yeah.
The wall.
Yeah, they usually do. Otherwise, you have stupid kids that try and tip them over.
Yeah.
Take them out to the parking lot.
Great confrontation.
And so we have all of our parts and we head back to the house.
Not well, like, oh,
no.
No.
Oh, jeez. No. Oh, gosh.
Forgot about Ben.
Ben, right.
Ben feels he must lift his soul Ben, and...
This is the best time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Ben. Just,
Did anybody not hold Kenny back?
I held Kenny back. Let me see. Do you have that option?
No.
No, I definitely...
It's just, did you let Ben fall?
I definitely held Kenny back. I don't want to see Ben die that day. So, yeah. Just a horrible situation. Just a horrible situation. Like, it was just a horrible time. And again, yes, it was the worst time ever. Talking, and I was like, no. Ben, don't. Oh, no. He's going to. Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, Ben, shut up.
He's going to say
don't.
It.
No.
Yeah, because he started talking, and then everyone was like, no, because he was like, I'm the reason everything went wrong. Krista's like, no, let him talk. I want to hear him.
I was like, you weren't there. This has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, she's almost like, boy, this is getting good. Keep it going.
Yes. And, like, I get that he was saying, like, I took the hatchet out today, and that's why this girl just got eaten. But also, I'm just going to say all the terrible things I've ever done.
Sure. Yeah.
In reverse order.
Head, and he was like, I can't, you know, because, yeah. I love, like, afterwards, you know. Lee asks for the hatchet or something, like, needs to use it, and so Ben just, like, needs to, like, knock something out, I think, and Ben just hands the hatchet to Lee, like, all defeated, and Lee just gives him this look as he grabs the hatchet, like, I was like, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. So did you all side with Kenny, or try to calm him down, or defend him? Defend Ben?
I, of course, defended Ben.
I don't feel like it was I chose that one also, but I didn't really feel like it was defending him. So I feel like it was a mistake. I wanted to,
right.
Because then you can turn around and be like, Kenny, how many wild goose chases have you led us on?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Not that he would be listening to that at the time, but like everybody makes mistakes. Let's get out of here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I just let the as usual, let Clementine be the moral compass.
Yeah,
she said, you know, don't I get a vote too? And,
yeah, exactly.
So
yep. So then
the tribute to Hitchcock, yes, as we go up to the bell tower. And the big decision. I will be honest. First time playthrough, I dropped him, and then I took a turn around, and I forget what Clementine does, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I rewound. It'll pick him up, you know?
There is no way. Like, there is no, like, yeah, there's no way I could have dropped him. There's absolutely no way. Like, yes, I was thinking, I was like, yes, we're too many people for the boat. Yes, like, he wants to go because he feels so freaking bad about himself. And, well, how... I would like to know how I think he told us at one time how old he is, but he's like a high schooler. And I'm like, No, I am not going to let this kid just decide that he wants to die. No thanks. So, of course, I pulled him up.
So, I feel like this decision with Ben is kind of a mirror of what Chuck does at the beginning. Because he's like, I'll stay behind and head him off, y'all escape. And you don't have the option to be like, yes or no.
Yeah.
And so Ben wants to try and make up for what he did.
By letting him, you're dropping him to his death.
Well, no. You drop him to his broken back and broken legs, and then he lays on the floor and screams as they eat him.
And then zombies get him, so he dies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But just as Chuck was for us to escape on the street at the beginning of the episode, Ben was the diversion that allowed us to get out. And
I didn't feel good.
I know, and I realized that afterwards. I was like, oh, okay. But because he said, let me go, let me make up for what I did. And so I didn't feel good about it, but I wouldn't really have felt good about pulling him up either, and then him being pissed at me, and Kenny being pissed at me, and everyone being pissed at me. So I
could really care less if Kenny's pissed at me or not. Kenny, I think even before everything happened, Kenny woke up in the morning ready to be pissed at
me. It's true.
I mean, I think he just looks for, I think it's just his nature to look for a reason to be ticked off about something. Care about Kenny. I honestly didn't care about the group. I mean, as far as them being ticked that I saved someone's life that had been a part of our group for, not since the beginning, but some of those other people hadn't as well. I considered dropping him. I was like, well, to his fate. But again, but Danton, what'd you do, buddy?
I dropped him.
Dropped him.
Chris is like, I dropped him like a bad habit.
Well, I mean, you know, he wanted to go, and I think, I was thinking of the group, and if he were to stay, what effect that would have on everyone, and how much tension and ill will that everyone would have with him still being around after what he did. Thought it would be best just to, one, let him go to redeem himself, and two, you needed to do something and you get out of there as fast as possible.
Well, you guys were in the majority. I think saving him was only like 43% of players.
Yeah, I think, let's see.
Yeah.
45% pulled Ben up.
On mine, it was 33% let him
go. How do I get different?
Yeah, mine also.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were in the bed.
What was your what was your answer to Ben when he asked why?
I think. I don't remember what the options were.
I think my option was that's because we're not like Crawford. That's, I think, the what happened with my response. But there, I forget what the other options were. But he asked, as soon as you pull him up, that's why you pull him up. Why you pull him up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it was that one. I don't think that I chose that. I don't remember which one I chose. But,
So we go back to the house.
Yes. We go back to the house. sure Clementine was glad to see Lee.
Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, one of those things got in. I killed it. Good.
Good job.
Is that me and a zombie too?
Well, oh my god. Yeah, in our playthrough, Omid's lying there looking like he's dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she goes up, and then he has to tell Clementine, stay back, you know, just in case.
And yeah, I thought.
And he sort of like almost comically like wakes up and like, where have you guys been?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought Omid was done there for a couple of seconds. And I was kind of sad because he seemed like a pretty kind of, you know, middle of the road, you know, but pretty good person. Yeah. Little bravery in him, even though he has a broken leg. He's always like, yeah, I want to help. But then he's like, cringes.
Mm-hmm. Somehow his broken leg is debilitating where Lee can walk around and do farm chores and all this other stuff with his
leg
at the beginning.
Absolutely.
But
handle his pain as much as Lee, I don't guess.
He's from California.
So. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, it's me. So since I killed Ben, Kenny says something to that effect in front of Clementine since she wasn't with me.
Hey!
Yeah. And then I turned around and was like, what are you doing? Not in front of Clementine. And he's like, you did what had to be done. She'll understand. And I was like, really? Thanks. So I go talk to Clementine. And she's like, what happened to Ben? Said he wanted to stay behind. He asked to stay behind to help us escape. He was very brave. And so she kind of like understands for that. I didn't like draw her a picture like he was dangling and I could have pulled him up or let him go. And I was tired, so. But then she does a thing like, did you find my parents? Can we look for them tomorrow? No, and probably not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's interesting about to tell Clementine about Ben. That's interesting. How did you respond to the doctor's offer? Second playthrough, I think I've tried every response. Even on the first playthrough, I wasn't happy how I think the responses went. But this time, I definitely went with, I just told him off. I said, you know what? Get out of here.
Yeah, I told him to back off, but it didn't be like, and then you're going to hold him up against the wall.
Yeah, and you're going to pummel him.
You're just going to threaten him and kill him. It's okay.
I gave him the non-answer.
Okay. How'd that go?
Yeah, I told him I would think about it. I said, yeah. It's a lot to process. I need some time to think about it because just thinking about the decision personally, even though I don't think it made a difference, you know, I was just like, you know, she would be, I mean, they did seem, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they seemed okay. I mean, they seemed stable. They hadn't had that many issues yet, but you know, I mean, and our group seems to have a lot. We seem to just
traveling.
Yeah, and just like traveling and then going on a boat. We don't know where we're going.
And he made the offer just to Clementine. He didn't say, if you guys, both of you, want to come with us.
Yeah, which is what I expected. I thought he was going to be like, yeah.
Makes me so mad that he's like, you're not her real dad. And I was like, so if I was her stepfather, would you also be saying this? Like, if you want to dump your responsibilities, like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I wanted to tell him, I wanted to be like, immediately no, but then I was like, I just didn't know how it would affect things, so I was like, I'll just think about it. And in my head, I was thinking, and tell you no tomorrow. But there wasn't a tomorrow.
Nope. I was expecting it to be another bad dream, like Lee wakes up and everyone else has left him. Like, so, when he when he was having the dream that, like, Clementine turned into a zombie in the army.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I thought maybe she had taken the walkie-talkie and just kind of, you know, went off to fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and you would catch up with her.
And be mad.
Oh, and then...
Well, we just tell Molly adios.
Oh, yeah. We said bye, Molly.
I
actually got a hug. Did anybody else get a hug?
Oh, man. No.
Get a hug, Franco.
I think I did, too.
Wait.
No, I didn't.
And it's not even... It's not even the logical choice for it. It's just sort of like... It's the one choice was, so you're leaving, blah, 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 and that just goes naturally. And then, but the choice that says, why don't you stay with us, you know, that's the one that gets you the hook.
Oh. when you ask her to stay, when you tell her that she's okay. I think I told her, I mean, I was kind of like, well, you know, because I kind of, she's not really the kind to kind of stick around, and she was still... Even though I liked her, like, you know, I wasn't really sure about, because I hadn't found the tape. I wasn't really sure of her motives, so I was like, you know, I think I told her to be safe or something and take care of herself. But well, then, you know, so the next morning you wake up, Clementine's gone, you go looking for her by the dumpster where you find a zombie.
So if you had the option, you could look at the trash can before you, like, interact with the trash can before you look at the hat.
Yeah.
Does that actually
what I did.
Do anything?
Like, no, that's what I did. He still, like, he gets...
You still get bit.
You still get... Is it bit, or did he just get scratched?
Yeah, it looks like teeth marks.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll bite, for sure. And I'm like... I'm thinking... Out of everything that we've been through, out of all this crap that has happened, I'm looking at a dumpster, at a hat, and this is when this happens. Yeah. This is when it happens.
Yeah.
So did you guys tell the rest of the group?
Yes.
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 I did not. Not tell them. Stinky. I was honestly okay. So let me ask. So how did they react?
Nobody cared.
Well, it was more like damn, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was really afraid of how people would react. I was like, I'm gonna get kicked out of this group like today.
Well, I figured that was gonna happen too, but I was still like, you know what? Let's try and be honest. Let's see.
I've been honest the entire episode. I was like, I'm not being honest about this one thing. This is not, no, this is, I'm done. I mean, I know I'm done. I know this is, you know, hopefully it'll give me the option to, like, it'll come out. It'll come out anyways. Like, someone's going to notice it's on my hand. Someone's going to see my hand as I'm helping them with something. And then it's all going to break out and hell's going to break loose. But you know what? I'm not going to care because...
Have to go get Clementine.
Yeah, exactly. I get Clementine before I turn into a zombie. Thank you very much.
Say goodbye, and then, take care of business.
I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. I knew it.
Well, like, Leah's not in any of the advertisement for any next successive games.
I know.
So I was like, you're not going to make it through this one. It was going to happen, like, close to the end anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of, which I guess the game is doing its job. It kind of breaks my heart, you know.
Mm-hmm. So who all went with you?
Oh.
I couldn't get Kenny. Like, I got Ben. Obviously, I pulled Ben, and I reminded him to go look for Stephanie, and not Stephanie, Clementine, because Clementine stood up for you, mm-hmm. you know, back at the school, and he's like, "Yep, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to help find." And of course, Abed and Christine?
Krista.
Krista. Mm-hmm. We're all on board. And damn it, Kenny didn't go along. I'm like, what do I got to do with you, man? It's like, God, I guess if you tick him off just a little bit, he doesn't go with you.
So it looks like, according to this person's flowchart, if you're friends with Kenny before this, or if you mention family, then he will come with you.
Hmm. Damn. He didn't.
Yeah. Kenny and I were friends, so Kenny came with me. He was like, you've always had my back when it counted. I wanted to be like, well, it'd be nice if you had my back. But thank you for coming. So he came, and I was really surprised that Kristen and Omid were like, right off the bat, they're like, yeah, we'll come with you. He was like, are you sure? Like, you've only known me like 2 days. Are you okay, cool, thank you.
I only had Krista, Omid, and Kenny.
Mm-hmm. Ben was not an option for you.
Yes.
For me either, yeah.
Because Ben was dead.
I had the best group out of all of you.
You got them all?
No.
Everybody except Kenny.
And Ben.
Oh, you just get Omid and Krista?
It's me and Ben. It's just the two of us, geez. Man.
Oh my god, what did you do to Omid and Krista?
I'm flying. We're going to rock this. Like, I'm so excited to go on this adventure with Ben. Me and him are going to rule the world.
Apparently, according to this flowchart, if you don't reveal your bite, they don't come with you.
Yeah. Krista and Mead, they were... That's interesting. Why would that even matter?
I have no idea.
Why would that even matter? Anyways, like, that's what I was thinking. When you guys were like, yeah, they immediately signed up, I was like, they didn't even, like... And I understood, because Omid was like, yeah, I'll go, and then he was like, he had cringed in pain. And I was like, I don't want you going with me anyways, you know? Like, and then Krista was like, I'm going to stay with him. And I'm like, well, you should, because you're pregnant, even though you won't tell us.
Yeah.
And Kenny, Kenny signed up first, you know, and mm-hmm. I think, you know what's funny is that he told me, like, he said something like, well, you've been, I think because, like, I'm kind of wishy-washy, like, about supporting him. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he was, like, at first he blamed me. Like, he was like, well, you've never, like, blah, blah, blah. But then he turned around, he was like, well, you've always had my back, so I'm going to go with you. And then Edberg, you know, backed out. And then it went to Ben and with me. And Kenny flipped. Kenny flipped a lid. He was like, no, he was like, if you want him to go, I'm not going. It's him or me. Dude, it's Ben. I'm sorry. And so he's ticked. He's going to be, he's not going to be a happy camper. But yeah, just me and Ben on the open road, finding Clementine before I die.
That'll be interesting. I don't think I've seen a walkthrough without a meeting, Kristen.
I like Ben, but I'm a little afraid for myself.
So, I feel like Ben and Kenny are about equal. They both complain a lot, and they have both probably let you down an equal number of times.
Oh sure. Yeah. So.
What I thought was really funny was after he tells me he's not going. He then says, well, you know, because of all the stuff we've done, there's still a spot on the boat for you. And I'm like, what?
Funny.
You're, like, about to leave now.
Yeah. F you and your boat.
Yeah. Yeah, like, towards the end, he was like, well, we'll go and get the boat running. And, you know, we'll wait until nightfall, I think he said.
Yeah.
So.
Crazy.
See.
I feel go ahead.
No, go ahead, Melon.
Oh, mine was more like an ending summation, not like a... I feel like in this game I am more likely as a person I would not be Lee making his decisions, making things happen. Like, I would be...
Oh, sure.
Carly, that gets shot because I can't physically make people do what I want because I'm not large and imposing.
Right.
Or I would probably also be Ben to, like, get scared and not trust other people around me and make terrible decisions.
Horrible decisions.
Like, that's kind of what I've gotten at up to this point.
Yeah.
Is that I am in a position of advantage by having played other zombie games before. And that I would not be as awesome as I would like.
Yeah.
I would definitely be the support group. Would be the guy with the 700 on his back, collecting everything. We're going to need this. You know we're going to need this.
You got your effing rope.
So really quick, before we end, like, there was one thing at the very end. How did you answer the guy on the walkie-talkie?
Oh, I
last thing that happened.
And then it cuts off, so you don't actually see
it. And then it cuts off, and I'm like, what is this? What does this, like, I don't know if any of you are, because I know a couple of you have walkthroughs open. I tried, but my computer is just like, I don't know, rebelling. It's still a kid. It doesn't know what to do. Oh.
Where do you name your computer, Ben?
So, I'm trying to think of what a computer, Ben. Great. I'm trying to think, like, what did I answer? Oh, I answered, what do you want from me?
Yeah,
that's what I said
also.
Hmm. I said don't hurt Clementine or something like that.
That was my gut feeling, but it's like, I don't know at that point, logical thinking, I don't know if I want to aggravate him.
So I'm gonna kind of jump ahead here. Like, Stanton and Frank go, you guys have played this before. Does that have an effect on what happens at the beginning of the game?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. So it was just like a random cliffhanger.
Okay. Especially because the dude on the radio was like, you better choose your next words carefully. Exactly. And I was like, the game is speaking directly to me. Guess not.
It's like, you thought you were making an important decision. You're actually just, you know, it's like you're ordering from McDonald's. Like, you know. And so that's good to know, I guess.
One quick tragic story on this game. I'm playing the second playthrough. Got a second playthrough save going. Mm-hmm. And you get to the part where you're in the office with Clementine. And she asks, are we going to go look for my parents? And I couldn't remember what I said before, so I lied to her. And, you know, she basically called you out for lying and then starts crying. I'm like,
no.
Oh, brother. So I hit whatever start or options on the PS4 to rewind.
Yeah.
And the game crashed and I lost my save file. Where's my save?
To the point.
Well, I went back to my original playthrough and I started at that point.
Gosh.
Because I pretty much had made the same choices all the way through. I'd saved Ben at the Bell Tower, so I had pretty much made all the same choices. So
broke the game, Franco.
Broke the game, and I'm like, oh God, no! And, you know, I was looking at the clock, going, "Do I have time for?"
You were trying to pull Life of Strange,
an incredibly fast speed run.
PlayStation was like, "Nope, sorry, this is The Walking Dead.
Your choices are final."
Yeah, your choices are final.
Yeah. Yeah, Clementine basically rules my heart at this game. Whatever Clementine does.
Yeah. Well, thanks for chatting. It was awesome. Next week we'll talk about Season 1, Episode 5. And I'll also be revealing our next game.
I work next week. I can't be here. Aww. I'm so sad. I'll post my final page that says...
You never. We'll just call and find some kind of emergency where the entire place needs to shut down.
Sorry, people in the hospital. I have to leave.
It may involve explosives. I'm not sure yet.
Do you know how much paperwork I'm going to have to do? I'll post my choices in the Discord chat whenever Tuesday morning.
And well, you will be missed.
Oh,
for sure.
Sad day, but
I'll reveal what our next game is in the group after some time this following week, and
All right.
All right.
Yay.
Adios, guys. Have a wonderful weekend and have a beautiful, craptastic day at work next Tuesday.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, later.
Bye.